Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America, and good morning, world. Good morning, America, and good morning, world. I hope everybody is well and blessed, doing the best they can in their current situation. Pray for this broadcast today. Hopefully, it'll be recorded and placed in archives for the listening pleasure of the audience, my listening audience. We are growing in numbers, and that's a great and wonderful thing. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that whose soul you would want to save, that this broadcast is going worldwide to touch the hearts and the souls of all mankind, to bring them back to God, because this is what's in prophecy. This is prophesized, and we are fulfilling it. We are just the ones that are kind of leading the charge, if you will, you know, to bring mankind, all mankind, back to God, our one and original and only creator. And only he shall we serve. Today is May the 2nd. It's a blessed thing that we've made it this far in the year 2016. And everything is just going pretty doggone good. Like I say, for those that are struggling, going through tough times, hang on. Change is coming. Please just hang on. Stay in faith, and change is coming. And correct your faith if need be. You know, that's what this broadcast is all about. You know, come to the right. Come to the light. You know, come to where you're supposed to be. Bring your own. Bring your prayer. Where it's supposed to be. You know, where it should be. And that's to worship and honor and praise of the one and almighty creator of all things. The Hallowed One is what we would call him, because certainly no one knows his true name. And he is spirit, as we all know. This is how he can be at all places, at all, in all things, at all time, and be all knowing, that he is one huge spirit that connects us all. Okay, yeah, we just have to, you know, decide what we want to do with it, with the spirit, because there's consequences for your decision. Which leads me to the title of this particular broadcast. It's called A People Divided. I started calling it A House Divided, but we're going to stretch further and call it A People Divided, because this is what has this planet in such chaos and in such turmoil and hatred and indifference with one another, you know, because we are a people divided, divided by ideology, divided by religion, divided by politics, divided by, you know, just other and different things that, you know, a negative energy or spirit in the universe would have mankind divided by. And as we know in the scripturally spoken, and typically I think this prevails in all scriptures, words of wisdom, that any people divided or a house divided never stands. There's too much conflict and turmoil within for it to, you know, live in harmony and be productive and peace and evolve in the way of God, in the way of our Creator. And the Scripture speaks of this. You know, Yeshua, Jesus, you know, speaks of, you know, not being a person of peace, but he comes with a word, you know, that comes as a sword and causes indifference and things of that nature. And the reason he does that is because it's going to be, he knows and he knew that it's going to be a battle and a struggle to bring mankind out of all of these different idol, you know, worshiping ideologies and frames of mind and different things like that, you know, that has man all scattered, you know, abroad and broken as a human being, as a human people. And, you know, you would ask, you know, yourself, what law did Yeshua Christ Jesus, you know, what did he break? What law did he break as being a perfect man in the eyes of God and in the eyes of man? Did he kicked over the tax table and the money? I know that when you mess with folks' money, especially like in the days of Romans,
you're subject to be put to death. You know, you're subject to be punished, you know, very greatly for that. But that wasn't why they killed him. That wasn't why they, well, they actually didn't kill him, but, you know, they put him up on the cross, hung him up on the cross. As an example to all the Hebrew Israelite or the Jews at that particular day and time, that this would be your consequence if you did not, you know, abide by the Roman belief system. And also, Daniel comes back. You know, the book of Daniel is a very nice writing, and the dreamer is a very nice piece, you know, where he was placed in the lion's den, and when they came back the next day, you know, to check on Daniel, they expected him to be chewed up and eaten up, you know, by all the lions and different things like that. But they were laying there at peace. He was laying there with them at peace. And they knew right then and there that, you know, he was a man with God, you know, because no one was able to control a hungry animal or hungry beast like a lion, you know, and spend the night with him and come out of there, you know, unscathed. It's beyond a miracle. Simply the work and the will of God. They spoke of, you know, him seeing, you know, Yeshua, Jesus, you know, in a dream, you know, helping others and stuff. You know, in a burning fire, you know, in a burning furnace or fire, and they come out unscathed and unharmed. So you know that there's some powerful things going on here. And these particular stories, I believe, are probably more truth than fiction, because they were able to actually, I believe, document and record these particular events at that particular day and time, because simply because the Romans were involved in these particular occurrences. And, you know, it's pretty easy to trace, you know, Romans back, you know, pretty far in our history. The Egyptians, on the other hand, is a little different story, but the Roman account is pretty traceable and fairly accurate in its recording. So these events more than likely did take place, and shows you really the power and the will of God firsthand. Let's see here. Hold on just a moment here. Let me see if I can go, because it's going to be kind of a two-part broadcast today. And let's see here. Okay, last thing I was talking about was the Western Wall, or the Wailing Wall. And it's actually named the Western Wall. But I wanted to point out a particular thing and kind of revisit that for a moment here in the broadcast. This particular wall, the retaining wall for the original Second Temple, was built all the way back in 19 BC. See, we can record that. This is a recordable fact. This 19 years before Christ, by King Herod the Great, you know, and Herod, a brutally violent man who murdered rabbis. He killed Jewish people. You know, it's kind of similar to Hitler, if you will. Like, he murdered Jewish rabbis and his own family members. You know, so he was kind of a pretty bad fellow. He was also a prodigious builder. He built a lot of things. He was a great builder. He was a scientist in that particular regard. And it took more than 1,000 workers to construct the Western Wall. So, I mean, you know, we got some pretty good data on this particular thing. And sadly, the wall was destroyed just a few decades later. So it only stood twenty something years later. And now the Jews prayed for the restoration of a third temple. Now, I find this very odd that King Herod, being such a demonstrative or a very evil man towards Jewish people and rabbis and things, and for them to turn around and, you know, go and give their prayer and their own, you know, to that particular stone wall. I find that very, very odd and very strange. And also it goes against the will of God. You know, so therefore we have a chaotic mentality, if you will, in doing this, going to there, you know, religiously and annually and biannually and all that kind of stuff, and bowing and praying and all that kind of, you know, things that, you know, go directly against the word and the will of God, you know. So therefore we have chaos in these lands and stuff, just like here in America, you know, until mankind comes together and goes with the will of God and supports and abides by the will of God. And just think of that. If we all believed in God and in the Creator, and we all believed and knew that we are all brothers and sisters, and we all believed and knew that righteousness is the way to the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of peace, not, you know, martyrs, and not, you know, blowing up, you know, each other, blowing up yourself and each other, and all this other kind of stuff, destroying God's children and thinking that you're going to get seven virgins or whatever, and Allah, you know, land of Allah and all that other kind of stuff, and that, you know, you'd be praised and honored in the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom in the hereafter, for destroying, you know, God's children, God's creation, you know, Allah's creation, or, you know, the Hollywood's creation. See, we can't get hung up on the words and the names and stuff, you know, so we'll call them the Hollywood creation. And anyone that would blow themselves up, first of all, and blow up others, you know, there's no way that's going to be received in the kingdom the eternal kingdom. There's no way. Whether you have that mentality up there amongst, you know, all the goodness of the Creator and all the goodness of the Hollywood and the angels and different things like that, it just doesn't make sense. It, you know, and we have to reach as a leadership nation. You know, we have to reach out to these people and get them to understand and bring them to the light, you know, of oneness and the will and the true will of God or the true will of our Creator. And you know, they wonder, they have the broadcast. I didn't watch it. I'm probably going to watch it sometime. Why do they hate us? Because of different things, you know, inflammatory things like Mr. Trump would say, you know, or Ted Cruz or whoever would say that, you know, or Ben Carson for that matter, you know, regarding, you know, Islam, people from Islam and the Islam way of life and belief, you know, that, you know, you can't have them in this nation, it can't be a leader and all this other kind of, you know, judgmental stuff, you know, dumb, you just let it make sense type stuff, you know. But until we can put all of that away and bring the will of the true and only Creator, you know, to all mankind, we're going to all have to, you know, suffer in this way. And deal with these incidents of death and destruction. Okay. And like in Israel, I mean, you know, they're setting up here, you know, to want to expand, you know, the wall and wanting to do these other things, you know, outside of the will of God. And guess what? It's just growing more intense. The peace will never prevail there in that land until they get on the page of oneness, you know, and start treating the Palestinian people, which it is the land of Palestine, is their land, you know, and treating them the way that they should be treated, fairly, equitably, and honestly, you know, there won't be any peace in that land. You can't do it by military might and power. You know, it does not feed the will of God. It does not feed the will of man, and you know, channeling the will of God. It just you'll never do it. Never, ever. You know, so you have to, we have to come at it, you know, in all a different way, you know, because the houses and the people are divided, you know, so they never stand. Until they mend that way, then, you know, then that's what we'll be dealing with. Now, going and looking at, and I want y'all to Google Herod the Great, just Google that, and read about Herod the Great. You'll be blown away by it. Roman client king of Judea referred to as Herodian kingdom. He has been described as a madman who murdered his own family and great many rabbis, the evil genius of the Judean nation. You got to read this, folks. People, you got to understand what you're dealing with and giving your prayers and your alms to. Because if not, you know, like Yeshua says, Yeshua Jesus says, it, you know, it's cast into the fire. Okay, prepare to commit any crime in order to gratify his unbounded ambition, prepared to commit any crime, okay, way outside the law and the will of God, and the greatest builder in the Jewish history. He is known for his colossal building projects during Judea, including the expansion of the Second Temple. That's what we're reading about right here, the construction of the port of Caesarea or something, Marta, whatever, the fortress of Masada and Herodium, okay? Now, you can go on and read that there, the works of the first century CE Roman Jewish history. Josephus wrote about him. So he also appears in the Christian New Testament as a ruler of Judea at the time of the birth of Jesus, or of Yeshua, the Christ, who orders the massacre of innocents. Now, this guy ordered the massacre of innocents, and you can click on that. Simply go to Massacre of Innocents in the biblical recount of infanticide, killing children, killing infants, by Herod the Great, the Roman-appointed king of the Jews. Roman-appointed, okay, according to the Gospel of Matthew, okay, Herod ordered the execution of all young males in the vicinity of Bethlehem. So he was trying to kill, Yeshua, Jesus, as well, so as to avoid the loss of his throne to a newborn king of the Jews whose birth had been announced to him by Magi. In typical Matthean style, it is understood as a fulfillment of the Old Testament of prophecy. And it was spoke through, you know, fulfillment was spoke through Jeremiah and so forth. And anyhow, the Holy Innocents, although Jewish, have been claimed as martyrs for Christianity. And you can go ahead and read, you know, more into that. But I find it really ironic and really, you know, way out in left field, if you will, that the Jewish people, you know, would be sitting up there honoring and bowing down and worshiping and giving their alms and their prayers in front of a building that this guy, you know, erected, you know, and done so many different things. You know, that's like, you know, the modern day Jews, you know, that God bless them, went through Holocaust, you know, honoring and worshiping Hitler, Adolf Hitler. Same thing. But when you are out there and worshiping and doing outside of the will of God, the will of our Creator, the will of the Hallowed, then chaos, you know, becomes your mind and a way of thinking. And you do some, you know, chaotic things. Just like old Stevie Wonder says in one of his songs, I think it's a song in the key of life, I'm not for sure, but if you believe in things that you don't understand, superstition is the way. Now, you can check that phrase out, and that's real as rain. If you believe in things that you don't understand, superstition is the way. And that's what this is all about. Because they're believing in things and doing things they don't really understand. And most mankind are doing the same. You know, most mankind in this country and in this world are doing the same thing. They're following behind these false prophets and ending up in dire consequences as a result thereof, okay? And I just have to go back and give time to this particular piece here. I'm going to go into the politics here shortly. Hopefully I have time to cover it. But I have to put this out here repetitively because this is the solution. This is the key to bring all mankind back to oneness. Okay. Enter ye, and this is Matthew 7:13. Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Okay, and many there be which go in through it or into that particular gate. Many, most, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And I like to put in there eternal life. Okay, and few there be that find it. Few, folks, few. This is what Yeshua says. Few that be there find this gate or this way, okay? Because the reason why is because, and it goes on to say, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves, okay? This is why. that very few will find it, because people have been distracted and turned, you know, in the way of Christianity, in the way of Islam, in the way of all these different things, but none have been, you know, placed inwardly, you know, in the way of God, in the way of our only and true Creator, okay, which we all shall bow down and ye shall bow to. Okay, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistle? Okay, even a good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Okay, so what they teach and what they preach is a result. Okay, if it's good, it's by the way of God. If it's bad, if it's corrupt, it's by the way of, you know, the negative energy or evil fruit. And you know, I can say narrow is the way to find it, and this is why. Okay. Now, every tree, I'm jumping down to 7 to 19. This is huge. This is it. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down or thrown down, cast down, and cast into the fire. Okay, so if you ain't bringing this true word of God and the true will and way of God, of our Creator, of the Hallowed One, you know, which is known by the iniquity, okay, which is tied together by the iniquity, you know, throughout of, you know, all my teachings and all, you know, through Scripture, you know, just bringing it forth and bringing it so it's clear. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Okay? And it goes on to say, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven. It's because you say in Jesus' name, Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, that's sinful. We pointed that out, that it's a sin to say that and to believe in that way and manner. This is the Scripture speaking. He says it's an iniquity. Okay, that shall enter in the kingdom. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. What is the will of my Father? Of my Father. That's his Father. That's our Father. Because he said, our Father who art in heaven. His too. Yeshua's too. Okay? What is his will? His will is the law of God, the law of the Hallowed One. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils? Well, they done thought they done cast out devils in the name of Christ, in the name of Jesus. And in thy name done many wonderful works. It don't get no deeper than this. The spectrum don't get no wider than this, folks, period. And then will I profess, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work the iniquity. That is, I mean, you know, that's heavy. But this is what the false prophets and all the false fruit, you know, have set up through and throughout mankind, you see. And in that day when we all meet, knees shall bow, he's going to ask one question. Did you do my will? Did you do what I asked and told and commanded ye to do, you know, in the commandment and in the law? That's a yes or no question, folks. That's a yes or no question, point blank. For those who say no, well, maybe a hot day that day. I don't know. But for those few there be that find it, that leadeth unto eternal life through the narrow gate for following his will, you simply say, yes, Father, I have and I did. And he says, honor ye and bring ye forth unto and into my kingdom of heaven. How long? Eternally. Folks, it just don't get no clearer than that. You know, it just doesn't. It's not time. Now is not the time to do work, to do things and be honored in the eyes of man. He told you about beware of those who stand on the street corner in the synagogue, you know, to be heard and be heard and seen of man. They shall have their reward. You're going to have the same reward if you believe and follow them by the fruit, you see. And the reward is cast into the fire. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine, and this is 24, and doeth them, I will liken unto him as a wise man would build his house upon a rock, the rock of God. They were surprised to hear him say this and to teach, you know, about, you know, God the Father. Because they thought he had authority. They thought Jesus and Yeshua had authority. But he says, I do not. God has all the authority. I can't put myself in this place because I know the consequence, you know. And furthermore, if you don't do what I told you to do, then I don't have to get away from you because I know the consequence of your belief in me, and it's the same fire. It's clear as a bell, folks. But man, and Rome and all these other things have distracted us, distracted mankind, and led us astray. You see, and now it's time for the children, the true children of Israel, to bring back all humanity unto one God, one creator, and one people, and one way of life, and that's righteousness. For he taught them as having as one having authority and not as the scribe. The people were astonished at this. You know, and it came to pass when Jesus ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as a scribe, as a common person. Okay, so now that we've covered that ground, and it all makes sense. It's all clear as a bell. All right. And we look at Exodus 20, just to recap. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness or anything that is in the heaven above, on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity, that word iniquity, of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. They say that if you do these things, that you hate the one and only and true living God. You see? The Hallowed. Not Jesus, not Yeshua, but the one and only true God, or the Hallowed One. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment. Folks, it's right there. This is 20:6. This is the Ten Commandments right here at Exodus 20. Read it for yourself. He says that he will show mercy unto thousands of them. That's not a whole lot of people. That love me and keep my commandment. So anyone and anything else that you believe in, worship to, submit to, bow down to, consciousness in your prayer, giving it in your prayer, in word, in Jesus' name we pray, no, don't do that. You see? I don't care what man says. You know, I don't care what man does. This is the will of God. This is the word of God, folks. You're not going against me. You're going against the word of God, the word of the Creator. There's an iniquity. It calls it iniquity upon the fathers, upon the children, unto the third and fourth. Not only will you suffer in the iniquity, in the sin, but third and fourth generation. This is why we are where we are today. You see, in the third and fourth and fifth and ninth and tenth generations, you know, of those that hate me. You see, and if you notice, when you look at these different telebroadcasts and you listen to these pastors, the ministers, say, I got 90 seconds, I'm going to keep on talking. Love everyone, love one another, take care of one another. It's the right thing to do. It's what God wants us to do. Why? Simply because God is love. Okay, but I'm going to keep on talking. But if you notice in these broadcasts, whether it be on, you know, TV, radio, whatever media, whatever the case, even in your own sanctuary and workplace of worship, the man in the pulpit does not give a whole lot of time and prayer and alms, you know, to God, to the one and only true and living God, the Hallowed One. You see, so it's just like this broadcast here. This is what it's all about. They will not break down the truth the way that I break down the truth, for fear of, you know, be disconnected in Christianity, in the ministry, or tax purpose, or whatever the case may be, whatever their fear factor is, they won't bring it to you in this way to free your soul. You see, this is about freeing your soul, okay, and getting you prepared for the kingdom of heaven. Why do I say that? We can just simply jump over to Matthew 22 and 37. Let's go to 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Okay. Now, they're talking to Jesus here, of Yeshua. Okay, I'm going to keep on talking, so I got 10 seconds. I'm going to keep talking. And this is 22 and 36, Matthew 22 and 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Okay, they're talking about the law, okay? And this is what Jesus is talking. I didn't come to change the law. This is what Yeshua is did not come to change the law, I come to fulfill the law. Okay? And this is why they put him to death, because he came to fulfill the law. This is why Jesus, I mean, this is why the Romans and the Jews that turned against him, you see, put him up on the cross, because he was fulfilling the law of God, the law of one God, one Father who art in heaven, you see. This is the only crime he committed, but he gave his life, you know, for God. He didn't give it, well, he didn't die because God didn't forsake. We're going to get heavily into that. We're going to prove that without a shadow of a doubt, too. But anyhow, because, you know, there were some heavy people, very heavy than most people on the planet today in terms of how they live their life and how they worship and you know, their cleanliness of living. Oh, they were deep people. I know who they are, you see. Know who they were. I know who they are. All right, we're going to get into that. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, as his God, your God, our God, with all thy heart. That don't mean petition some for him. That means all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Now, this is the first and great commandment. This is what Yeshua said. This is what Yeshua Jesus said. This is the first and great commandment, you see. And this is what we have to do. This is what, if you want to get in through the narrow gate, this is what we have to do. Man can't get you in the narrow gate. Only the will of God can, you see. This is what I'm concerned with for each and every one of my listeners and the ears of influence and around the world. You have to understand, no man created bypassed this law and this will and this judgment. You see, when all nations shall bow, folks, this is real. I'm telling you, I've improved the spiritual realm, you know, through all living things, and the energy that resides in all of us, the energy of the Creator, cannot be created nor can it be destroyed by man. What's the only thing that can do that? It can withstand that. That's energy itself. You know, we are the atom, not A-D-A-M, but the A-T-O-M. The atom is what he created. All living things are created, you know, that live, have this DNA, this energy, this positive and negative, this energy, you see. So it's all right here. And yes, what it says right here, with all thy soul, the soul is the energy within us all. And with all thy mind, this is the first and greatest commandment. It's right here, folks. You see, time to wake up, walk right. All right. Now, our problem is, and the Lord shall scatter them. Now, we're going to 27, Deuteronomy 20. Scatter us among all nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, with whither the Lord shall lead you. And there shall I serve other gods, the works of man, hands, wood and stone, the cross and the wall, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. Okay. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, this is this too, what this teaching is all about. From this point on, if we teach and if we start to seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and all thy soul, there's a recapitulation. There it is again, from what Yeshua said, Yeshua did say, to what's in the will of God through Moses. You know, and this is Deuteronomy 28:4 and 27 we're reading from. Deuteronomy 4 and 27 that we're reading from. And when thou in tribulation, all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Folks, it's right there. Okay? We can do this. All right? In the latter days, here we are, in the latter days. Okay? For as now in the days are the past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon earth. Who created man? God created man upon earth, and asked from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether hath been any such thing as a great thing this, or hath been here like it. Okay. Did Aaron people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of fire? Okay. Now, we got all that, okay? It's right there, folks. It's right there. If in the latter days, if we turn back to him, this is what this broadcast is all about. This is what we all have to start teaching and professing unto mankind. And he will show mercy upon the land, upon the earth. Okay, and he won't destroy nor forsake, but he'll remember and honor the covenant of our forefathers. Okay, now, I wanted to kind of touch base. I may run out of time here. The effigy of Donald Trump, I'm going to turn to politics. With the Hispanic people taking them down one of the streets in California with the KKK hood in his hand, folks, that's a wrap. The Latinos, you know, which they are great in number now in this nation, in this great nation. This nation has always been great, always going to be great. It's a great nation today. Don't talk all this stuff about bring back America and take. No, it's right here and right now. Look at the numbers. Look at the statistics. Look at this nation compared to others in the world. This is a great nation, folks, right here. Okay. But the effigy of Trump carrying the KKK hood by the Latino people, it's done. It's a wrap. When the Hispanics, they don't play. They come out in great numbers. They vote. They protest. It's a whole new day. It's a whole new demographic, you see. And the Democrats are much greater in numbers than the Republicans. The ideology, the true number count, the whole nine yards. So, you know, this is a changing of the guard. It's a changing of America, if you will, an evolution of America, if you will, you see. A prophetic, you know, evolution of America. And ultimately, it's going to bring us our creator. One nation under one God, not divided, one people with liberty and justice for all. It's right there in the creed, folks. Okay? Women on Trump and women, done. It's a wrap. You shouldn't have never said nothing about Hillary. And if you notice, Donald Trump doesn't speak when he asked him point blank about the ceremony the other day with President Obama, you know, with his roast and stuff, and he's giving cracking jokes and that was a fun time, folks. That was a fun time. That's what kind of America we want, a fun and good and productive America. You see, a lot of good laughs and all that kind of stuff. But he cracked on Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he won't fire anything back at President Obama. There is something in the power hierarchy there that you better not touch and better not fool with. Trump knows it. Okay, dealing with Hillary, he says that they're talking about the emails and different things like that. There's nothing there, folks. There's nothing. Benghazi was a made up thing by the Republican Party, by the right. You know, clear as a bell there. You know, because it was the time of re-election of President Obama. They tried to pull something that created a discursion, a diversion, and it went awry. No one was supposed to die in that thing, you know, but they died of smoke inhalation. They couldn't get out. They were trapped. But they wasn't supposed to die. Supposed to be an uprising and stuff like that. President Obama was supposed to be charged with not being on duty, on call, or coming to the call at 3 o'clock in the morning, or whatever the case may be. And those folks died. God bless them. They gave their life, you know, but they're government property. When you sign on to that level and stuff like that, you belong to the government. So if your fate and consequent, you know, is death, you kind of signed into that deal. Okay. Bernie Sanders needs to step down right now. Right now he's an agitator and that's all he is. And he's going to make a really bad name for himself if he keeps going forward. Ears of influence, get him down, take him down because he no longer serves as a viable runner. He done laid off 100 of his, run out of money, laid off his campaign people. There's nothing left for him, you know, and preserve his age, his time. You know, bring him down now because it's going to get ugly and nasty and he's not going to be able to weather that storm. Prince, with the situation of Prince, I hope that they give the authority to the state. Because he never gave the authority or will to his siblings or anything like took care of him while they were alive. I'm sure he doesn't have the same sentiment why he's gone. And I think with the pills that they found on his body, they never said it was in his person, in his body, but they found on him a controlled substance. They found him in his compound, allegedly, without a prescription, so they are a controlled substance. I believe the DEA is coming in to seize the property and all his assets, because just like you would do for a drug bust and things of that nature, so they can have control of it. I think that's an okay thing. Maybe give, you know, partition some of the money, a little bit of the money off to the siblings and things of that nature. Distribute the bulk of his cash and financial holdings throughout charities. A diversity of charities would be a great help to a lot of people, the way he was doing and wanting to desire to do. And with the Paisley Park estate, turning into a museum to show the greatness and the creativity of such a genius mind as Princeton, so all can see and have witness thereof, you know, of a great man. And I'm listening to all of his music, man. He's got some phenomenal stuff. You know, I got the vault, you know, as a matter of fact, the music out of the vault. My mother had it. My mother's 80 years old, and she had that. She's like, hey, look, son, I got this right here and I got that. I'm like, you got what? She's like, oh, yeah, I've had this for years. And that just shows you right there what type of person and type of entertainer he was. 80 years old. She's got some of the best stuff on the planet of in Prince's archives right there in her home. So that's a beautiful and blessed thing within itself. And I told her to send it to me, overnight it, so we can, you know, make sense, so we can have it and put it in a safekeeping and share it amongst, you know, families and friends. Great stuff. But certainly not something for his half brother. He's a little bit, you know, touched. What, I don't know. But in Tyka, you know, no way. Because, you know, what she did and what she'll do is just, she'll fall right back into the same pit that Prince would not contribute to her own destruction. So, anyhow, that's the broadcast for today. Love one another. Take care of one another. It's the right thing to do. It's what God wants us to do. Simply because God is love. Until the next broadcast, take care for now. And so long.